Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
The internet can be your window to the world, or an open door that lets cyber criminals in. Online theft, webcam spying, and identity fraud are all on the rise. But you can stay safe with Kaspersky Lab, the world's most awarded internet security. Kaspersky protects your money, privacy, identity, and data with technology perfected over 20 years. So keep exploring. Kaspersky Lab will keep you safe online. Learn more at Kaspersky.com.
Last time on This Week in Geek, Vegeta had his sights squarely upon Mike the Birdman Dodd. Can Maximum Nerdosity win against the Prince of All Saiyans? Find out at thisweekingeek.net.
Welcome to Twig's coverage of the Electronic Entertainment Expo. You know it better as E3, happening in Los Angeles from pretty much today right through next week. And there's going to be a lot of cool things coming up from EA, Ubisoft, Bethesda, Square Enix, Sony, Nintendo, and a bunch of smaller publishers will also have presences on the floor, as I'm quite sure we'll see new games announced, new games.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's teased. And, of course, endless amounts of trailers. But I'm not alone as I trek down the electronic halls. I'm joined with...
Alex.
That's right. And I think this is... Is this your second E3 you covered with me?
I think we covered a bit of it last summer. We had to have, at least for Nerd News.
Yeah. I've covered E3 every year since Twig has started in some capacity. Twig has never been on the ground at E3. I've always been invited to attend... But just usually funds usually get in the way. And obviously this year with the amputation, I don't think a wheelchair is going to go so well on the crowded showroom floor.
And that's a lot of travel and hectic and busy.
And hotels.
And that it's open to the public now, it makes it even more difficult to maneuver around.
Well, the fact that you can now get exclusive merch at E3. I know Funko has, you can get an exclusive Mega Man Funko there, which... Anybody there is going, let me know. I know one of my favorite companies, G Fuel, has a presence there, which doesn't really surprise me, considering how big they are into the esports scene. But we're in this special pre-episode of The Prototype. We're going to talk about some of our predictions for E3. I think, Alex, you've been keeping a fair track of some of the leaks.
Yeah, some of them.
Thanks, Walmart Canada.
Yeah.
We'll talk about some of those. We'll also talk about what we think's going to happen. But we'll also talk about what happened since last year. How many companies actually lived up to the expectations of getting out the games they said they were going to do. And, I guess let's kind of look back. Did certain companies deliver what they said they were going to? And I'll start with my favorite company. I have a bias here, and that's Microsoft.
Okay.
Microsoft last year announced we'd get Forza Horizon. That came out. Cool. State of Decay 2. That came out just recently. And my review of that was like last week.
Wasn't it hot garbage?
No, it was okay. I just didn't think the game would have been better if it had, say, the Walking Dead license.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Wasn't a bad game. Not as glitchy as the first. Just, You've done one mission, you've done them all.
Yeah, not a full retail game. It's more of a discount retail game.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it is a budget title. You can buy it at a lower price, or you can go all in at $60 and get the Ultimate Edition, which gives you some boosts and whatnot. I was provided a code for the regular edition, I think.
Okay.
Actually, I'm not 100% sure. I could have played it early, but I didn't, just because I got so busy with other reviews and whatnot.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Sea of Thieves was their big exclusive, which came out to, I think it was like 69% on Metacritic.
I honestly had no interest in that game.
I know Tristan loves it, and so does Justin from Terrible Warriors. They play it on stream all the time.
The big one that was supposed to come out and keeps getting pushed was Crackdown.
Yeah, it was supposed to come out on November 17th of last year, and it got pushed down. It was supposed to be the launch title for the Xbox One X, which I gave not so much I don't give a shit, but Xbox One X, you don't need new hardware unless you have compatible TV to really run
it. Well, I looked. I have a Slim. It can play games in 4K.
Yeah, it can play four games in 4K.
What it can't do is it can't do 4K 60 frames games.
Yeah.
So it'll do 4K 30. And for most games, unless you're playing a fighter or something with Twitch reactions or shooters, if you're playing like Super Lucky's Tale or any of these games...
Oh, that's another exclusive, yeah. Which was, I think, a 62 on
my played that. It was fun. It did... I could see how it would play better on an X, but the problem with the Xbox One X is the games that came out for it that are available, what they did was they made it so that it was a little better playing on it, but they didn't make the games more efficient. They just upscaled it. So in doing that, you find that the game will run a little clunky on a normal system, and then it finally works okay on an X. So what was the point? And the X itself, isn't it like $50 or $100 more than a PS4 Pro?
Yes.
And the PS4 Pro, the games that come out on it are optimized quite well in that you see side-by-side comparisons. They don't look that much better. They don't look $100 better on the Xbox One X.
Although I'm very curious to see what a game like Detroit Become Human would look like on the Xbox One X.
It wouldn't look any better because it was made ground up on the hardware for the PS4 Pro.
Yeah.
And I played it on there, and I played it in HDR and off, and I found that, honestly, HDR for certain games works, but for a game where you're supposed to have very realistic tones and not like a wide color, I think it looks fine without HDR. And yeah. That game was great. We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, we'll talk about that when we get to Sony.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I think that's pretty much all the big exclusives. Microsoft's big problem is it didn't have any real big exclusives. Like I said, it missed the launch window for Crackdown, and supposedly due to a thing at Amazon Spain last month, pre-orders were getting canceled for it, which means the game got pushed back. Now, Microsoft has come out and said, no, it's still coming out this year. It was a glitch on Amazon's end. I am highly suspicious of this.
That game looks like garbage.
I don't care. It's Crackdown.
My brother had a pre-order of that for, what, like 5 years now?
Yeah.
And the second game that came out was pretty good, but I looked at that game, the previous Crackdown, and everything you did in there was better done by Sony in Infamous Second Son on the PS4.
Yeah. Well,
what was the one with Get Out of Hell and all that? What's that series again?
Saints Row
did the same thing, and it was done better.
Yeah.
So what's the point of this game when the graphics look early PS3, early Xbox 360?
I wouldn't go that far. I'd say
they
maybe
look poor.
I would say late Xbox 360, but because
the textures look like garbage.
It's not a game that is being developed super well. I'll say that for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely not looking forward to it. So Microsoft delivered on most of its promises, but a lot of its stuff was multi-platform, like Assassin's Creed Origins, like Monster Hunter. But that came out also on the PlayStation 4 as well, so whatever. But I guess let's talk Sony. God of War came out, fantastic game. Not my cup of tea, as I'm one of like three people who didn't like it, I'm pretty sure.
But just because it's not your cup of tea doesn't mean it's not a good game.
Yeah, exactly. I
mean, you can see when something is produced well and executed well.
Yeah, honestly, God of War is a system seller. It's just not my system seller. Sony also has Spider-Man coming out. Now, it hasn't come out yet, but it does have a release date of September.
And it wasn't dated at last E3 either. Like, no. So we knew it was 2019.
Yeah. There was also...
Or 2018.
There's also the DLC for Horizon Zero Dawn,
yeah,
which is robot dinosaurs, which is very cool. There was also DLC for Uncharted, which features the two women whose names completely escape me. Elena, and I can't remember the other girl's
name.
Didn't play it, so
I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't play it either, but it did quite well on Metacritic, as far as I know, something like 86%. Knack 2.
I want to play it, and it was crazy. That game had no PR.
Oh, no, I didn't hear
it. They dropped it. It was 49 Canadians. That meant it was 39 American when it came out.
Yeah.
And it's apparently twice the length of the first game. Like, it's basically everything Knack 1 should have been, but they had so little faith in it that they released it at half price.
Yeah, it was quiet
And yet it was reviewed better than the first one, so that is a game I'd like to pick up, but I noticed that, as far as I could tell, EB Games didn't even carry it up here. It was Amazon exclusive.
Yeah, I don't know. I never saw it, because I don't go in
stores. No, but I mean, I went to stores. Walmart didn't have it. Nobody had it. Like, what, did they get one copy or just not get it at all?
Was it maybe digital only?
No, there were physical copies. Eventually, I saw it used at EB Games, but the only place I ever saw it was on Amazon.
Huh. That's weird. Another game that came out just recently to come in under the radar was Detroit Become Human, which is a David Cage game, the same guy who did Heavy Rain, though this one is arguably much better.
Yeah, we'll have a full review on that.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that on this week's Twig. There'll be a full in-length discussion about it. But yeah, I think Sony delivered on most of its E3 promises.
Yeah, they weren't outlandish, or there wasn't anything... Like, I don't think from anybody that last year where the game ended up being drastically different than the trailer they presented. Like, there was... I didn't see any bait and switches. Like, otherwise, it would have stuck out in my head.
Yeah. Nintendo. We got Xenoblade Chronicles. We got Mario and the Rabbids Kingdom Battle.
Yeah.
We got Mario Odyssey. We got Kirby Superstar Allies. And I think Tennis Aces was showing off last year.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't showing off?
Okay. No, that was at the Direct a few months ago.
There was Metroid 2 Return of Samus.
There were some teases. There was the tease of a Mario game that...
Metroid 4 was only shown as a logo.
Yeah, same with Pokemon. There were other smaller titles. A lot of the ones that were the indie titles they had teased have been pushed back, like Wargroove and Pocket Fighter. There's a few of these smaller titles that they're tweaking and getting ready to come out. That
Pokken got announced. Yeah. That was released.
So there were a lot of... was DK announced then?
I want to say yes, but I'm not 100%
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I know the big one was everybody was freaking out that there was a Pokemon title announced, and we now know that...
Pokemon Let's Go.
Well, it's not, because they said that a mainline Pokemon...
Oh, a core title.
Yeah, so they were working on that. So we didn't know, but now we have something out of that. But
yeah. So other than that, okay, so I think...
I don't remember Ubi's, I don't remember EA's.
The Crew 2 has not yet come out, but there has been, I think, a beta for it. And they've worked out most of it.
And then I think they showed off
this year.
They showed off Far Cry and, Wildlands?
They showed off Far Cry for sure, and that came out. They showed off Assassin's Creed Origins, and that came out. They also showed Skull and Bones, which has still not come out.
Yeah, that's true.
They also showed another trailer for Beyond Good and Evil.
Oh, yeah, they showed that.
That game will come out, I'm pretty sure,
eventually.
When I'm in my 40s.
Well, the amount of money they're putting into it that has to come out.
I'd hope so, but at this point, I don't care.
And then I was going to say EA, I have no idea. It's sports, and
Battlefront.
Yeah.
And Battlefront.
Oh, and they showed off Anthem.
Yes. I had a really weird wheezing sound.
That was an awesome wheeze.
I don't even know what sounded like a kazoo. Yeah, Anthem was the big one from EA and BioWare, and that's been pushed back to 2019. It was supposed to come out this year.
I'd rather it come out when it's ready.
Yeah. Because BioWare is pretty much... This will decide whether that studio sinks or swims.
We'll talk about predictions of what I want to see, but there's some things I want to talk about with this later.
Yeah.
And then I was going to say, I don't remember Bethesda's one. They had a small one, though.
Bethesda, their big one was Wolfenstein.
Oh.
The New Colossus.
And
Doom VR.
And Skyrim Switch.
That was the year before, I think.
No.
Are you
the year,
sure?
The year before, there was no Switch.
Oh, okay.
Because we're only 1 year in. Oh, they showed it off, and it had Breath of the Wild DLC.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So Zelda.
Yeah. But and then Devolver Digital had that really cool.
Which I don't remember anything about it.
It was one where they're coming to the stage and it was about microtransactions and how you can pay us now for things that aren't out yet. Super Alpha Access or something? Yeah. You pay us before we have any ideas. And then it just showed them. And then the entire crew that made Devolver Digital games went on stage and murdered each other in like bloody trauma fashion. And then it just ended with all the money being thrown at them. It, basically, they parodied the entire microtransaction industry and loot box industry before the loot box gate crap happened. So I'm hoping to see something with them this year. Overall, the old of last year's show, Nintendo won it hands down.
Yeah, and then Nintendo delivered on 99%
absolutely
of what it promised. So let's talk about this year's predictions. I'm predicting. We'll start with Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo. Microsoft, Halo 6 will be dated.
Yeah, probably.
Halo 6 will be dated for next year. There will be a multiplayer beta this year. That is my prediction. There will be a Forza title coming out this year, because there always seems to be. So it was Horizon last year, so this should be Forza. The arcade-y version should be coming out this year.
You thinking anything with Gears?
I probably they might announce a new one. I think Gears of War 4 sold well.
My prediction for that for Gears would be a Ultimate Edition of Gears 2. I think they're going to go with that remastering of the old titles thing to save money.
Or maybe they'll do it like the Gears collection and they'll do it like Master Chief.
They could do that, but I think the more money is to be made instead of an $80 game that has the originals, do a $40 game each year with one original title, and they can get like twice the amount of money out of people.
Yeah, but no one's going to pay for Gears of War Judgment. It is just not
going to happen. Okay, that's true.
But if they did the Gears collection like Master Chief, they've now had the time to learn from it and see what happens. I think a surprise announcement will be Halo Reach will be added into the Master Chief collection because they were working on it recently.
Okay, I think I wouldn't be surprised because of how much issues they've had with exclusive content and new games. I think we're going to see at least one or two new IPs, one AAA title and one that'll be like an indie at least of like, but like indie AAA.
Yeah. Cause I think their big one was from Undead Labs last year, which was, State of Decay 2, which is indie, but got published from Microsoft.
I wouldn't be surprised. But when I say by AAA indie, I wouldn't be surprised if we see some sort of announcement, even if it's text only, that the Cuphead people are working on something else.
Oh, so we can look forward to playing that in 5 years.
Yeah.
Because I remember I played Cuphead back in 2014 at a Microsoft
event. But I think the amount of money they made here, I wouldn't be surprised if they have a larger team.
Yeah, Cuphead was obviously Microsoft's big hit last year.
And it was the cheapest hit. The cheapest game they had was their biggest hit.
Yeah, but you cannot deny that art style. Anyway, moving on. I think Microsoft, in terms of exclusivity, I'm thinking here. I think they'll probably talk a little bit about Halo Operation Phoenix or Firefight, whatever it is. It's the arcade game.
Yeah.
They're talking about that, and that's exclusive to Dave & Buster's. I think you'll see something. I think you'll see something involving that in Xbox One. There'll be some kind of maybe like a DLC pack or something.
And isn't this a year where we swap into Forza Horizon?
I think so. Like I said, there will be a new Forza this year because it's basically the yearly cycle.
Last year was 7, and don't they alternate years between arcade-y style and...
And Sim, yeah. I like your prediction about Gears, though. I really do.
You know what? Something Killer Instinct-based.
Yeah, maybe there'll be, because I know we've had the definitive edition you could get for like $10. So maybe there'll be a new Killer Instinct game because all the characters have come out from all the original titles. And we had Rash as the last big exclusive from Battletoads.
And since they don't have anything planned so far, we see platform wise because Super Lucky's Tale wasn't as big of a hit as they were hoping for.
Yeah, that's not an IP to hang your hat on.
No. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to do something with Banjo.
I don't know. I think that's an IP that they may not want to touch. However, though, today I picked up fairly cheap the BioShock collection.
But they don't. Who is it? 2K that makes
yeah,
that?
Yeah, 2K, and they're doing Red Dead. And I don't think we're going to see a Grand Theft Auto announcement, just because yeah. that property's still making money. It's still consistently in the top 10 selling games.
Yeah, exactly. Month. And that's multi-platform versus just on Microsoft.
I think you'll see something BioShock.
BioShock.
Really
would it be exclusive? Do you think they try to lock them down for something like that?
I wonder, because they don't have Tomb Raider as a platform exclusive anymore.
So they might want to lock down a proven title like that.
Yeah, like say, hey, we'll do X if you do this.
On the Sony side, though, I'm trying to think. I think it's pretty much it for Microsoft.
I kind of wonder, because Mass Effect started on that, I wonder if we'll finally get an announcement of a trilogy remaster.
Oh, you know, that's a possibility. And if they did it with... if they did it in... Not the engine they used for Andromeda, but or if they did in a tweaked engine of that, like just... It could be done, because they would have to base it on the PS3 trilogy, though.
Yeah.
Because the PS3 trilogy, the first game was remastered using the third game's engine already. So I believe they switched to a common engine, whereas on the Xbox, the first game was in a custom engine they built for the 360. Mm-hmm. So they would probably base it on the PC versions.
Probably the PC versions, if I had to guess. I mean, I'm ultimately hoping we do see not the end of Mass Effect. Now, they have said the franchise is taking a rest for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe a Dragon Age remaster.
Well, this is what I'm thinking as far as, like, if we're going into EA, we probably don't give a crap about any of the sports games for the most part. So
I was interested. I can't remember whether it was this E3 or last E3, or within the last couple of years, they showed a single player mode for, I want to say, 2K18's basketball.
Oh, but that was so 2K, not EA.
It was one of the basketball games.
Yeah,
it was
2K.
From EA.
Was it NBA? Or
something. I don't know.
But I know FIFA had a really cool storyline mode, too.
Yeah, and that game sells stupid popular.
Yeah, because Europe loves them some football.
I'm trying to think of what else.
But EA, if we're going to EA...
There'll be a new Star Wars title.
It'll be Anthem is the big focus this year. They'll be showing that off. If they really want to get some fans excited,
it'll be playable.
They'll tease Dragon Age 4.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because a friend of mine who works in the role-playing game industry, her company has the license to make the Dragon Age RPG, Green Ronin, and she's working on a new Dragon Age project right now.
Because Dragon Age, generally, Dragon Age 1 is as good as Mass Effect 1. Dragon Age 2 is like the Mass Effect 3 in that it was a little bit of a disappointment, but still good. Dragon Age Inquisition is as good as Mass Effect 2, if not better, in my personal opinion. So they ended on a high note, leading into the next game they teased at the end of that game. So people have been waiting now, 3 or 4 years, for something to come out. And if they want to redeem some of their fan base... They've got their big cash cow that they're going to have, which is Anthem, which is the online one. If they want to get people back, work on a Dragon Age and make it good.
Oh, here's another big prediction for Microsoft. More backwards compatibility titles.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Because that is honestly their bread and butter.
Well, they're coming out with an official Duke controller, wired one.
Yeah, which emulates the original. Now, I'm hoping if I... Titles I really want to see in backwards compatibility is the Mech Assault games.
Those would be cool. Some of the early exclusives that I never got a chance to play, because I didn't own an Xbox original ever, really. And I saw friends would have them. Yeah, the Mech Assault. There were a couple really cool, like, early titles that we just haven't seen again.
Yeah. Like, I know, like, Crimson Skies is one that people love. And
I think that's already out.
Yeah, that's already out. You got Knights of the Old Republic.
Are those both backwards compatible now?
Yes. Or I know the first one is for sure. I don't know about the second.
I wonder what else.
I think Republic Commando is also on there too. I think that.
There's a few that would be really cool.
But that's Xbox 360. But anyway, I think you'll see something more there in terms of backwards. Actually, what I'd like to see is them port over more Xbox Live Arcade titles. Which I think is a possibility.
Well, now that there's mouse and keyboard support for the Xbox One, you know what I'd like?
What?
Some of the old Microsoft Studios RTS games that are on PC. Now you can buy games if they're on PC,
cross-platform.
They have the ones where you can play like your Xbox game. If you have a Blu-ray drive, you can play it right in your Windows 10 machine.
Yeah,
I'd like to see having to go the other way, and we get Age of Mythology and
Age of Empires,
where you can play it. You know, you can map it to a controller, but play it with a mouse and keyboard right on your Xbox, and then I wouldn't need to have a PC gaming PC to play it.
I don't think we'll see HoloLens at all this year.
No, probably not.
Probably not, because I think that's...
And they officially killed Kinect last year.
Yeah, which, whoopee-doo.
Yeah.
You'll see something about their accessibility controllers and accessible gaming. For sure.
You'll probably see some pro stuff. Maybe not at the show. Maybe somebody at the show will show off, because they announced the keyboard support. They already had keyboard support, so did PlayStation. Even the PS3, you could plug a keyboard and mouse in and type. People just didn't realize you could do that.
So could I use my Logitech keyboard and mouse with my Xbox right now?
As long as it's wired in, yeah.
Oh, so I can't use a dongle.
No, can't use the dongle. It has to be wired in, or it has to be Bluetooth, I believe, if you've got it. But you don't have Bluetooth, because the original Xbox One does not have Bluetooth. You have to have a Slim or later.
Okay, well, that's news to me.
But yeah, you can plug it in your PlayStation and it'll work. But they've officially released support so that in game APIs, you can make a game that supports keyboard and mouse layout.
Oh, right, yeah, because they were talking about that for like Fortnite.
So I could see a lot of PC games coming out. They could just go, bam, we have 15 years of our back library of Windows 10 compatible games that you can now download and play on your Xbox One.
Let's talk about Sony.
Sure.
This year, The Last of Us 2 will be dated.
Too scared for Alex to play.
Such a good game.
Can't play it. I'll watch you play it. I'm too terrified.
Yeah, I can rip through that game in about 10 hours, give or take. Days Gone will be playable.
Okay.
That's what I'm predicting. I think it will be for next year, about probably beginning just before E3. I think Days Gone will drop.
Okay.
Maybe we'll see a new Infamous game announced.
I could see that. You know what I'm thinking, though? It's sort of on the rise with RPGs. I wouldn't be surprised if they throw us a new RPG, like Western style one, like a Mass Effect. But I wouldn't be surprised if they throw us something exclusive that's different, because the PS4 has become the RPG platform.
Oh, there was something I saw. This is a rumor, but speaking of Konami,
okay,
there were pachinko machines that showed Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater, but they were using the Fox engine. The Fox engine is what was.
So you think some remastered copies?
Yes, I think you'll see I think you'll see Metal Gear Solid 3 Subsistence remastered in the Fox engine. Probably on PlayStation 4.
Like, wildest dreams, I would like Sony to revisit something like what was it called? Not Panzer Dragoon.
Legend of the Dragon?
Legend of the Dragon. Whatever. Yeah, the RPG that was the Final Fantasy thing that they were trying to kill Final Fantasy with in the PS1 era. Legend of Dragoon.
Yeah.
That was one of the best reviewed titles, and they haven't touched a lot of their own JRPGs in a while, but they're selling like hotcakes on the system. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be surprised if they announced something like that, or some of the old PS1 titles and PS2 titles. I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing remastered more and more on the store.
Oh, I can talk about this because it was leaked. There'll be a Superman game, finally.
Okay.
Because the Batman titles have sold so well, and Arkham Knight closed off that trilogy of games. Now it's time to get Superman his due. Very curious. We'll definitely see a trailer.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, what else? Like, Sony has a lot of stuff that hasn't come out. Like, we're not going to get another God of War because that just came out. We're not going to get, like, they're never doing a remake of or a sequel to
Kingdom Hearts Heavenly Sword.
Yeah, that'll be dated. Is that exclusive or is that multi-console? That's Square.
I think that's Square, and I want to say that.
And Final Fantasy VII will finally see more. They have to show more this time.
Yeah.
We're probably going to see if it's exclusive wise, and we're talking all the time. Oh, they got that samurai, Ghost Samurai game coming out, Susuna or something.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know the name of it now off the top of my head, but that's a Sony exclusive. We've got to see something from Sucker Punch. Are they the ones that they did Sly Cooper, I think, and they also did Infamous, right?
I think so, yes.
We haven't seen a new Sly Cooper in a few years, or we haven't seen a Ratchet and Clank. We need another you know, Jack and Daxter, Ratchet and Clank, they need another sort of title like that. Mm-hmm. They're going to show off the Spyro game, obviously.
Yeah.
But that's going to be multi-platform as well. So I'm trying to think what other studios they have that would be working on something that's... We already have a Gran Turismo. We're in that in-between cycle thing where they take 2 or 3 years to do some of these games. There hasn't been much... Like, we know Spider-Man's coming.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm thinking...
But nobody has made a true Marvel game.
No.
Like, Ubisoft had the license.
I think Square has a license right now.
Well, no. Ubisoft, back in the day, back for the Wii, made Avengers Battle for Earth, and that was supposedly set in the MCU, if I remember that right. But I don't know. Oh, actually, here's a prediction I'm going to say.
Sure.
And I'm probably wrong on it. There's going to be a Power Rangers game announced. Here's why. It's the 25th anniversary. Hasbro just bought Saban Brands.
Yep.
And it will be announced this year.
Before that happens, I could see Namco Bandai going with... Because you know they had that Gundam Versus game?
Yeah.
Well, there's a Kamen Rider, like Masked Rider game.
That's
that same engine.
It's going to be reskinned.
That's going to come. And I wouldn't be surprised if because of that, because we'll get a Power Rangers game. Now, the question will be... Will it be a U.S.-developed Power Rangers game, or will it be developed by, I think it's Tomy or one of the companies, or Bandai, whoever owns the rights over in... Will it be Namco Bandai producing it? And then it
probably be them, all things considered. I mean...
Because here's the thing. Power Rangers... Yes, Sentai is super popular there. Power Rangers as a brand is more popular here, whereas over there, Ultraman and Kamen Rider are more popular than Sentai.
I think we'll get... It'll probably be co-produced, like West and East working on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if...
Because you saw how popular Transformers Devastation was.
Yeah.
I know Ninja Turtles did okay.
But my thought is, like, what stories are they going to focus
Platinum
on?
Platinum game, that's
because they wouldn't just focus on the 25 years that we've had it here if it's made in Japan. It would be, like, the 45 years that they've had it or whatever.
Yeah, my guess is if it's Western developed, we'll get 25 years.
Yeah, if it's over there, it'll be an arena fighter with Rangers we've never seen before, but they'll have an emphasis, like when they bring over the mission mode or like the
unlockables, maybe.
Like, you know, you have adventure paths like based on your difficulty.
Yeah.
Those will be probably geared towards our audience.
Yeah.
Where you're acting out the eras of Power Rangers here. So if they do make it in Japan... When it comes here, there's going to be a lot of money put into localizing it with probably more voice acting and stuff because the Gundam game was all in Japanese with just English subtitles.
Yeah.
And if it comes out here, Hasbro will pay for voice actors to dub it over. And if it does, we're for sure getting Tommy. That's about it.
Oh, yeah. Like, Jason David Frank's like, they're opening a new Taco Bell? They're talking about Power Rangers? I'm there. Yeah. Nothing against Jason David Frank. He loves the
franchise. Yeah, and it's not...
But he'll show up.
Exactly. He'll show up and he'll be enthusiastic to do it.
Yeah, same with, like... Johnny Young Bosch would be there, Steve Cardenas.
Oh yeah.
But that's my wild prediction.
Yeah. But my wild prediction is a Sony produced JRPG coming out here.
And I'll make another wild prediction. Sony backwards compatibility.
Pop in a PS3 disc into a PS4?
And it works.
Because there's no reason why it can't.
Because they've got that PlayStation Now streaming service, PS Now. I don't think it's performing well.
Now, they will do this. I have one caveat. They will only do this if the exact same time they say we are discontinuing the PS3 software and hardware entirely. They'll discontinue it, but say you can play on the PS4. They'll stop production on the PS3 and stop production on
discs. I think they did a while ago, didn't they?
No, it's still being produced technically. They have one SKU. So they haven't officially retired the system yet. But we saw there's like almost no games coming out. The only games that were coming out are digital downloads now of like Vita crossover games. And it's you might get an odd sports title, but I think they'll officially announce that the system is done. Because at that point, we're 12 years into its life cycle.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, but you can still play all your games on the PS4. So if you haven't upgraded yet, time to go get a PS4 and save all your games.
You want to impress me? Honestly, you give me the capacity to play all my PlayStation Network games. I want Scott Pilgrim.
And I think that would be a more likely scenario than discompatibility. they would more likely give you software back on the back end because you've already bought it. It's not hard for them to just go flip a switch and say, okay, now you can download it and play.
Yeah. Like, I think Sony, yes, they're killing it in terms of hardware sales and exclusives, but I think backwards compatibility is where they're suffering.
And I see them releasing something that they've never done before. A wild prediction, a pro controller. When
they just did. Actually, they've partnered with SCUF. And SCUF is the eSports, pretty much.
Because I know, was it Nakan or Nikan? Well, there is a company that makes a wired pro one for them that's like $180.
Yeah, this one's like $300.
But I mean, I could see them, like, you know how Microsoft has their own official branded one?
Yeah, the Elite.
I could see
which was discontinued.
I could see Sony doing something like that if they've got a title that they think is going to be like an exclusive title that will be a eSports favored thing.
Oh. Another prediction, all the maps for Call of Duty Black Ops 4 will be PlayStation 4 exclusive. Actually, I think that's pretty much
probably
they said for the next few years. It's PlayStation exclusive. They get their shit
first. Wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. So I think that, I don't know if Sony has, you know, cool things that they could do. Bring back titles that are long gone, like Battle Arena to Toshinden.
Yep.
Bring back some old, if you want to do some, bring back some old properties. You know what would be cool to revive? The Onimusha series.
Yeah. Yeah, Capcom this year, I think we'll get a surprise announcement involving Street Fighter.
Well, Capcom is going to be entirely Mega Man and Street Fighter.
Yeah, because they just did, I think it's Season 2 or 3 for Street Fighter 5, which that game has gotten significantly better since launch. Actually, they had Kenny Omega playing Cody in the live-action commercial
cool.
That just came out, which I thought was pretty neat.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else for Capcom. It's all going to depend. Like, they're going to show off probably the Mega Man X whatever collection because that's coming out in a month.
Yeah.
But new titles?
Maybe a new Mega Man X.
They don't want it. They won't double up on Mega Man's when Mega Man was it 11?
Yeah.
Is what they have to show off. They might do a new property, but they're really hesitant to show anything new lately. Like, they've sort of retired almost from gaming. Maybe a Dead Rising?
I'm not sure how well Dead Rising,
or are we going to get a Resident Evil?
I've heard rumors finally we'll see more on the Resident Evil 2 remake, in which case take my money now.
Okay, so I think basically probably Resident Evil along with Mega Man and whatever Street Fighter thing they have going on. That'll probably be it.
Yeah.
Konami,
maybe the Metal Gear thing I talked about, maybe a collection.
That's if they even want to be involved.
See, here's the thing. If Konami wanted to make some money, quick money, remaster the Metal Gear series, and I'm talking Metal Gear Solid, The Twin Snakes,
yeah,
Sons of Liberty, Subsistence, and Guns of the Patriots. You put a collection, all four games, even five games, if you include the Phantom Pain, and maybe Peace Walker. Yeah, you make a Metal Gear collection all made up in the Fox Engine.
If it's all of that, and it comes in with like a, you know, a collector's poster or something, you could charge $100.
Hell, you put all that together, you give like you talk to say PlayArt's Kai, which is a high end figure maker, and you get an exclusive Solid Snake.
$200.
Maybe. Yeah, $200. Done.
But like regular up here, like in Canada, it's $79 for a retail game. They could charge $89 if they included all that.
Yeah, especially if you got all the special editions with all the digital content.
Because other than that,
it would be fantastic.
Konami's got really nothing. They could come out of Left Wing and just give us a new title.
Like, boom, new Castlevania. You excited?
Which if they did that, it would be to spite Bloodstained, which is coming out this year.
Which is already out right now.
No, they released
beta or something?
No, they had a Kickstarter goal. If you hit a certain amount of money, which they did, they would produce a Nintendo 8-bit looking title that supplements it.
Yeah.
And it's like a $10 game. So backers get it for free. And then for the rest of us, we can download it now. They released it at the date in May when they said they were originally going to have the game out, the full game.
Yeah.
So they released that part now, and then I guess in the fall the game comes out, the full game. And it looks beautiful. It looks like it's not obviously as primitive as the NES, but it's NES inspired in graphics.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, they would only do it to spite them because what does Konami have? They don't have anything else.
Death Stranding.
Is that them?
I don't know whether I.
No, it's not. That's Kojima Productions. That's a Kojima. PS4 exclusive. Yeah. We're going to see that at Sony then.
Yeah, so
that
will be more title. Weird Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah, but so outside of them, I'm thinking other publishers. Square is going to be all about Kingdom Hearts and Final Fantasy. Hopefully something more with 7.
There'll be more DLC announcers for their existing titles.
Well, the Final Fantasy, they might show a trailer for the Royal Edition that came out already of Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah.
But that's done. They're done with Final Fantasy 15. So my guess is the focus right now is get Kingdom Hearts out and then all hands on deck for Final Fantasy 7 Remastered.
I will be very surprised if Final 7 Remastered comes out in this console life cycle.
I wouldn't be surprised if the first chapter does, because they're going to, remember, they're doing it in the 3 chapters, I think it was. So it'll be the first act of the game will be probably ready. I wouldn't be surprised if we see more gameplay this time.
Yeah, that would be fun. That would be cool. We'll also see more from Shenmue 3.
Yeah, so going to Sega, they've got that. And they've also got that remastered collection for like $40 coming out of the first two games.
Yep. I think
so
you'll see a remastered collection.
Sega will show off the Shining Force game or Shining Resonance that comes out in August. They have a few RPGs coming out. They've got a few other titles. We're probably going to see a lot of weird things coming from Sega.
Yakuza will get a remaster.
Yeah, Yakuza 2 is already getting a remaster. Yep. What I would like to see from them... Or is that Capcom? I was thinking fucking Power Stone.
That's Capcom.
Okay, well, that would be a great game to come out, but...
Rival Schools.
Crazy Taxi, maybe. You know what I would like? There's not enough racing games on the Switch. Bring out Daytona.
You'll see a remaster... Or not a remaster. You'll see more on the Sonic racing game.
Yes, that's right.
Whose name escapes me.
That was one of the leaks. That's right.
Yeah. So thanks for that.
Which looks fun.
Talking about Bethesda. Fallout 76. Yep. Allegedly dated for July this
year. And wasn't there talk of... was it a Oblivion?
Rage 2.
Was it an Oblivion remaster or Morrowind remastered or something like that? Oh, no. It was... Was it New Vegas or
New Vegas or Fallout 3? Now, yeah. The rumor has been for quite some time that the Switch may get Fallout 3 remastered.
That could work.
But other consoles may get it as well, because there was a Steam database file a couple of weeks ago that was 5 gigs that was updated, the Steam Fallout 3 executable. Now, that could be adding Creation Club to the backward... The thing, which means mods will now work.
Which is cool, which is definitely cool.
Very cool, because that's a fundamental change to how the game works on a console. But if they do announce Fallout 3 Special Edition, if you own the game, it just updates. Kind of like how everybody technically now has has Skyrim Special Edition if you own it.
Yeah, that's true.
If you have all the DLC, it just updates itself.
Now, I'm just thinking rapid fire in my brain. PC, we have no idea what that conference is going to hold, because PC is PC. You'll see some radically weird things that nobody else can do.
Yeah.
And you'll see stuff that's pretty generic. You'll see a lot of MOBAs, that sort of stuff.
Stuff I don't care about.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll skip that. We'll skip it. We'll watch it. We'll get the summary of it. But we're not really talking about it, because nobody can predict what
the
PC is going to be.
We're not PC gamers.
And then we go Ubisoft. We know there's going to be a lot on Assassin's Creed. And
which is Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
They might show off the second DLC that's supposed to come out for South Park, maybe.
Yeah, the Mintberry Crunch one. We'll definitely have a trailer.
Do you think we'll get something weird? Do you think we'll get another like RPG style weird thing? Like, will we get like a Kingdom Battle type thing from them?
Probably not, but I am predicting new IP. And if they are smart, we'll see more from Skull and Bones.
Do you think we'll get a Rayman?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. I know the title sold well, and it's been ported to every console.
Or just a Rabbids game. I think we'll get a Rabbids-inspired title.
Probably.
Now, moving on from them, because, again, with them, it's hard to tell anything else. They'll show off the Crew, right? Because that's theirs.
Crew 2 comes out this year.
And that's about it, I think.
Maybe a new Rainbow title.
Maybe.
Because Rainbow Six is still doing really
well. Oh, wait, they're throwing the Division 2. That'll be the other title they're showing off. I like the first one.
Oh, there'll be, thanks to Walmart, there'll be Splinter Cell Apocalypse.
Question. Who's voicing him?
Probably be the new guy, but...
If they get Ironside, I'll come down.
Ironside? We can hope, because I think it's... The last Splinter Cell game I loved. I bought it for PC, so I didn't have to dig out my 360 disc again. Actually, no, I think a fan bought it for me.
Oh, yeah?
I wish I could remember what that fan's name was, so I'm really sorry. But it was $10. But anyway, trying to think of what else I'd like to see. Going back to Bethesda.
Yeah.
Rage 2, don't care.
Oh, I don't give two fucks about it, but I like the engine.
I like that it's the same developer from what I've been told on Twitter. The same developer who did the Mad Max game, which came out a couple years ago, which was fantastic.
Yeah, it had some control issues, but they fixed it with a patch. So.
Yeah. So yeah, looking forward to that. I think you're going to see some licensed titles this year that'll really surprise people.
Like
we talked about Power Rangers. I think you'll see something equivalent to Transformers that'll just be like, wow!
Because I think Ubi, that's pretty much it, all I can think of from them. I'm trying to think of other big publishers. Oh, and Devolver will have some sort of wacky press conference like last year.
I would love to see a new Saints Row talked about.
That would be cool.
Because the last one was Gata to Hell and the Presidential Edition for Saints Row 4. So,
because I'm thinking, like, other people that have press conferences, I'm just pulling it up here because I made notes, and we got EA is today. It'll be out after we record this.
Yeah.
Microsoft, Bethesda, Square we talked about, Ubisoft, PC, Sony. Limited Run Games is going to be hosting their own press conference. They're the ones that publish
Light Night Trap and all that shit.
Yeah. But Devolver. But and then I guess the big other one is Nintendo itself, and they're going last. So I'm wondering, if they're going last, and they didn't do a direct beforehand this year, they must have some cool shit they want to show off, because if they want to say, okay, you saw everybody else, now look at ours.
Yeah, exactly. I have a feeling Nintendo's going to pull some surprises. I think we'll actually see gameplay of Metroid 4.
I think fucking Earthbound, something. There'll be something they throw out of left field, because they've been doing that every direct. Throwing you something weird and strange that you're seeing. They're going to be a lot more on
a
Yoshi.
A Mother Collection would be interesting.
Yes. There's probably going to be more on that Yoshi game.
Yep.
Now, we've already got a Mario Sports title, so they're going to show that off because it comes out after the show. So they won't want to double up with another Mario Sports title. Mario Party, maybe. That leaked copy of, was it the F-Zero game? Is it F-Zero? No, it was the... There's a Star Fox game that was leaked. It's Star Fox in the style of Diddy Kong Racing.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. Yeah, because I know they're talking about like the Star Fox Racing game.
That's the one. So that'll be probably shown off. They're going to show a lot of Pokemon. They're going to show a lot of the titles that have already been announced. But they will have a few things up their sleeve. And I think my prediction, like as far as what I really hope for, is they're going to show off more titles that were on the Wii U that are getting remastered. I fucking want Xenoblade Chronicles X. The one that was...
Yes.
Because that game looked fantastic on the system. Never was able to play it. It's $80 now, and I'm not buying a system to play one game. But it uses apparently the same engine as Chronicles 2, just with more realistic graphics.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not hard for them to port it over. It's basically already there. That, and I could see... Because Atlas is putting out a lot of games now on the Nintendo.
Yeah.
I could see... Tokyo Mirage Sessions coming out. That was the Persona crossover with Fire Emblem. So I think they're going to show off the Fire Emblem title. All the things they teased last year, they're going to have some videos of. And I also think, knowing Nintendo, they're going to want to keep you hooked. They're going to show off, here's what's coming out in this quarter, right now, that we've already talked about, that you've already seen. Here's what's coming out in the fall and winter. And by the way, here's a tease for next year.
Yeah. I think that's probably the most likely the way that it's
And they are keeping the 3DS going strong. We're going to see some 3DS titles that look really cool coming out too. They've already committed to at least a couple more years with that.
Yeah, although I think you're going to start to see the swan song for the 3DS.
Yeah, the best titles as far as utilizing the hardware will come out this year and next year, and then it'll probably be 1 year after that where it's done. Unless they just abruptly change direction now that they've got a new a CEO, right?
Mm-hmm.
They could just abruptly go no, but from third parties that I've been in contact with through PR, we've got new companies that were opening up in the States. Spike Chunsoft, they were a company that produced games, like made them, developed them, and mm-hmm. they were always published by other companies. Well, they opened up their own publishing house in the States, and they're publishing three or four titles like that Fire Pro Wrestling.
Yeah,
I want to be all over that. That looks awesome. Make your own wrestler that looks exactly like anybody in the WWE, but it's just different enough that you can get away with it. They've got a few of the other titles, and Mastiff, which is a company that used to publish games in the PS2 era and stopped about 7-8 years ago.
Yeah.
They're now back with 4 titles coming out in the summer. They're going to be having a presence there. So we're seeing more smaller publishers coming out, and I don't mean like indie self-published. These are people that had a presence 20 years ago but are starting to come back on their own now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to have just the big conglomerates like EA publishing everything. So we're going to start seeing... There's going to be a lot of random surprises at the show that might not even make it to the normal press conferences that we're just going to have to see pop up on trailer aggregate sites like game trailers.
Yeah, exactly. We'll start... You're right. Like, we'll see a lot of smaller indie trailers, but it's going to be a good year for gaming.
Oh, absolutely.
I think we're going to see some surprises. I know some of our predictions will be wildly off base.
Yeah, if I had to predict anything, because we were talking about hardware and accessories, Nintendo... I predict one thing. Oh, they're going to show off their online service.
Yes. So we'll find out what that's about.
But
finally,
as far as hardware, they are probably going to announce a firmware update for the system that it gives it new features. I think when they launch the internet service is when the firmware update will come that makes the USB 3 port actually USB 3.
Yeah.
Because on the hardware right now, it only reads as a USB 2, so you can't get full speed out of your Ethernet adapter if you plug in a network adapter.
Yeah.
I think... they just haven't done it because they haven't needed to yet. So when it launches the internet service, they'll probably silently put that in there to speed that up. But hardware-wise, I could see them coming out with... they already have a Pro Controller. They already have the Joy-Cons. There'll be some other Joy-Con colors. What I think is they'll have a charging grip, because you can get that already, the charging grip where you plug the cable in, but a charging grip with a built-in battery. Because then you could double your charge. I think that's one thing people were asking about for a while, and there hasn't been a proper third-party adapter that does that. It adds a little bit of weight to that grip, but I would like my Joy-Cons to have more than 4 or 5 hours of battery life. I would love it if we popped it in and we could get like 15 hours of battery life.
Yeah, because that's definitely a concern with the console. It needs a better battery.
So, other than that, I think that's pretty much everything I can think of. Like, it's... because we're coming down on the wire. We're going to have this posted before we've seen anything. So we have seen nothing
yet. Yep, all we've seen is the leaks and what we can remember that's been leaked so far.
Yeah.
So anyway, guys, we will be doing E3 coverage after the main conferences have all wrapped up. So expect the big show on Tuesday night after that big press conference. And then we'll just kind of see... we'll probably talk about E3 again next weekend because there will be more announcements coming out because... E3's a busy week. So, but anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us. As always, we'd love to hear from you. Feedback at thisweekingeek.net or the voicemail line, 817-717-7202.
I almost saw his O face.
Yeah, I had the tripped up there. So 817-717-7202, 817-717-7202. That is the number you want to call. That's how they tell you in radio. Repeat it 3 times, and people will remember what it is. So anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd, joined with...
Alex.
And we'll catch you guys next time, right here on The Prototype, only on ThisWeekInGeek.net, and Twig, the flagship of stupidity.
Presents an evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Geico presents... Yikes! Another voicemail from your roommate. Sup, Roomie? Hey, a pipe burst in the basement. It's completely flooded. Anyway, I called for someone to fix it, but in the meantime, I was thinking we could finally have that indoor pool party we've always wanted. I got some cool swan floaty things already going. Could you pick up some chips on your way home? Later.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected. Like if your roommate isn't the brightest pool float in the flooded basement. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.